pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
Oh, and a fine, fine Wednesday to you. Welcome to another Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 to our friends in Hastings. Folks, we got a super big show lined up for you today. Lance Creech, Hastings Bronco basketball coach. They're 16-5 overall, 6-3 in the conference. I got a big battle tonight with the Doan Tigers lined up after congratulations to Tony Hobson and his crew. Blasting a Dome by 17 last night, 78-61. They cruised by them in Crete last night. They were led by Brianna Lean with 20.7 rebounds, 9 of 15 from the floor. Kay Brockmeyer added 17 points and 7 rebounds, so congratulations for them. Coach Creech coming off a very, very tough stretch here in January. We'll visit with him about that. We'll also catch up with Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson. As normally, they're kind of getting all fired up and practicing a bunch from the time school starts, but not this year, as the new NCAA has mandated that February 1st was the first day that which baseball teams can practice. That doesn't matter if you're in Maine, if you're in Phoenix, or if you're in Florida, or if you're in Nebraska or Minnesota. That is the first day, and February 22nd is the first day in which you can compete. We'll let you know about a new setter that has left the Penn State program and enrolled at Nebraska. We'll give you a chance to be involved in Friday night's Tri-City Storm game versus Sioux Falls with a pizza eating contest sponsored by ESPN Radio and Godfather's Pizza. So much going on. We'll get to your emails. We'll visit about Sid the Kid, Tom Brady. Unbelievable. Crazy enough, they both got high ankle sprains. Not mid or low ankle sprains.
Nothing's wrong with Tom Brady. He'll be fine.
That's a mild high.
Sid the Kid, on the other hand, when you go slamming into the boards like that, it's probably hurts.
It's one of them things. But right now, we're set to be joined by the Hastings Bronco basketball coach, Lance Creech. Coach, thanks so much for the time this morning.
I appreciate the call.
Coach, you guys are coming off a very, very brutal stretch. You've dropped 5 out of your last 6, got off to such a great start, but you knew this would be a gauntlet this time of the year.
Yeah, I mean, looking back and even back in July when we were kind of finalizing some schedule times and dates, you know, I really got to focusing in on January, and I knew the games that I had scheduled and then the games that, you know, were out of our control as far as scheduling were going to be very tough with, you know, how the conference just laid out. But, you know, it's one of those deals that if you're going to be playing not great, you know, and I think every team goes through its ups and downs throughout the course of the year, and we weren't doing a lot of things just tremendous before – you know, the last couple of games before Christmas, but we were managing to win. So it seemed like everything was hunky-dory. But if you were in practice or a film session, I mean, I think you would have been quite aware that we still weren't doing some things that I would have hoped we had been doing at that point. We were just having to win in games, and it kind of caught up with us and bit us in the tail, and it continues to bite us right now because there's just a lot of things when you're playing great competition versus solid competition, you just can't make the same mistakes over and over. And other than Saturday, we had been doing that and been, you know, just kind of just very unsuccessful, I guess you would say, as far as a win and a loss. Saturday was a little bit different scenario. Had our opportunities against a very good ball team and just came up a little bit short.
Coach, talk a little bit about that game. Had a three-pointer, I believe, by Mr. Wissing, about 4 seconds left. Good look at the ball. It didn't go down for you, but, you know, you had a great crowd, great energy. If there was a game to get a little bit of confidence down in the loss, that's certainly the one.
Well, it is, you know, and I think, you know, in my time when I was working for Coach Trader, you know, a lot of times, you know, you talk about, is this a positive step or a negative step? I mean, you can win basketball games and not get better and not play well and actually start to retreat. And as I mentioned previously, that's kind of what we were doing prior to Christmas. We were winning ball games, but we weren't playing great. We weren't getting better every night. I think Saturday we got better. We just didn't happen to win a basketball game. You know, and that's the one thing that we've really tried to emphasize with this group is understand that, you know, if we can continue to play and do the things that we want to do and get better each and every day, that's what I'm looking for. If you start focusing on the wins and losses only, that's all you're ever going to, you know, get accomplished is just focus on wins and losses. You got to focus on the process and all those things, and the wins and losses will take care of themselves. And we had a great environment, and, you know, I told each kid before the game, I said, these are the games that we recruited you to play in. You know, we told you 3 and 4 years ago when you come to Hastings College, these are the kind of environments that you're going to be able to play in, and it happened to play out. And I wanted our kids to understand, as I told in the post game, if we win, they're not going to give us a trophy after this game, and if we lose, they're not going to clean out our lockers. So, you know, the season must go on, and we've got to find a way to get back on track one way or another.
Lance Creech, Hastings Broncos basketball coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you got Doan tonight. You have not seen them all season long. A big rivalry game. You've got to go to Crete. Talk about the atmosphere there and how you handle that.
Well, I think, you know, they're on an interim much as we are, but they don't require their kids to take the interim. So I'm hoping it's not the same crazy environment in our ear for 40 minutes like it normally is. But, you know, it's one of those games, I think, where you really you throw the records out and you just got to play, and it's going to be a very physical, very energetic type game and environment regardless, just because it's Doan, you know. And I think going back through the records of the last 5 years that we've played Doan, we played them 10 times and 4 or 5 of them gone into overtime. And there's really only been one very lopsided game. That's about 3 or 4 years ago. We were over at Doan and they just smacked us around pretty good. So, you know, we haven't won enough of the games, but I think, you know, going into it, I feel good about what we've done, especially with the progress that we've made here in about the last 4 or 5 days. And we're starting to get closer to full strength as far as the health issue and all those things. So we're firing on a little bit more of our cylinders than we were the last 2 or 3 weeks, and we're still playing a tough schedule. And, you know, we've got our work cut out for us tonight. Nobody's going to lay down for us, but I like where we're at right now.
Coach, who would you say in your squad right now is playing the best basketball that they've played this year?
Oh, you know, I think offensively you've got to look at Scott Wissing. He's done a tremendous job. And you know, I know himself and myself included and everybody in our program, you know, we're continually working on defense and things like that. But, you know, Scott has done more to benefit himself and our program than maybe any other player other than, you know, him and Michael Edsmiller have both done everything that I've asked. They've changed their body types. They've both lost 15 to 18 pounds over the summer and dropped a lot of body fat and improved their conditioning and tried to make themselves a more well-rounded basketball player. You know, Scott in his previous time was probably more of a three-point shooter than he was a scorer. Etz has really become a complete player and a tremendous defender for us. And, you know, those two. And then you got to throw in Derek Spooner, a freshman that has really blossomed here in about the last month. I mean, at Northwestern, he had 14 against Concordia. He had 17. Dakota Wesleyan, he had 10. He had 14 again the other night against Morningside in his first career start. So, you know, those three probably individually right now are playing their best.
When you talk about a freshman stepping into a role and playing on a team, is it basically just getting himself to believe that he can compete against that level of an athlete?
I think so. And I think, you know, a lot of times more than anything, you know, freshmen, part of it is they're too dumb to know any better when they are having success because they just think that's the way it ought to be and they don't understand the process and know how much hard work it takes and they play on emotional highs and lows. So, you know, there was one play where Spoon against Morningside, he misses a layup and he kind of pauses and he just kind of tenses up and screams at himself. And in the meantime, the senior that he was guarding, Jack Rother, runs down the court and has a layup, you know. So, I mean, they just don't fully understand how to wash it, flush it, and let plays go and things like that. But when they're playing well, they're really playing well. And I think a lot of times, you know, it takes a couple years before freshmen really have a true understanding of playing an entire 40 minutes and not taking a playoff and understanding when to rest and when not to rest and all those things. So with freshmen, it's, you know, you take what you can get, and especially on a team that's as dominated by upperclassmen as we are, anything that he can give us is such a boost because he's such a dynamic athlete and he's really improved his perimeter shooting and done a good job of working hard at that. And I think the thing that I like about Spoon more than any is he's really bought into, you know, doing things on his own, doing some, getting some extra shots up, getting, you know, getting some extra ball handling in and really taking to coaching and doing more of it on his own, because this time of the year there's just not a lot of extra time for us to get in there and work him out 20 to 30 minutes of extra shooting and things. So he's really bought into that and done a lot of it on his own.
Hastings Bronco basketball coach Lance Creech joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, talk a little bit about 9 games left before the GPAC tournament. Have you set a goal for those 9 games? Do you feel like you need to go 8-1 or 9-0 to just position yourselves where you want to be, or do you just let them play as hard as you can and let the chips fall?
Well, I think right now, I kind of do the opposite. I want to take the focus off of, and I want to put an emphasis on each particular game and just kind of take them as they come, because, you know, I think if we say, okay, boys, we got to go 8-1 and we lose our next two, then what does that do to their psyche, you know, overall? And what we've got to do, we're not at the point right now to where I want to reestablish goals or anything. And the only goals that I want to set are game goals right now and understand, I think, with 8 seniors, they have a pretty darn good grasp of where they want to be, you know. And I think Michael Etzemiller and Bobby Kemp, those kids know that their clock is ticking, and they can hear it in the back of their head that they've only got, after tonight, they've only got 9 games, including 1 guaranteed game in a conference tournament. So, you know, a lot of times with an older group like this, you don't really have to give them a heck of a lot of directive and a heck of a lot of goals, because, you know, they've done a good job of achieving a lot of things at this point. Now, we haven't done anything, we haven't, you know, hung any banners in our arena or anything, but I think we're on the right track. We just got to get ourselves healthy and get back to playing the way we were early in the year.
Coach, thanks so much for the time. I appreciate catching up with you. Who's going to win that Super Bowl?
I like to see the Giants win it, but you can't go against the Patriots.
I think you're under the same assumption as everybody else across fine nation we live in. Thanks so much for the time,
okay,
Coach.
Thank
Great
you.
To catch up with you.
Uh-huh.
Coach Lance Creech, Hastings Broncos are set for a battle with Doan Tigers tonight. Be interesting. A team of 16-5 got off to that super, super start. They're 6-3 in the conference. Down the, you know what, they get Dakota Wesleyan, a team that knocked them off up there a little bit, you know, through this last little stretch. They get them back on their home floor, and I fully expect them to absolutely pace that team. They, you know, that's one game that they were still shaking their heads a little bit about. And maybe, you know, just came in a difficult stretch, weren't playing real well, had to refocus a little bit. And I think they're going to get back, and that's a team I think they're going to drill. I think this team's really come a long ways, and I think they've got it going in the right direction. I couldn't agree with Coach Moore. I think this is a team that down the stretch here could really get some things going. And you know what? 9 games left. You're 6-3. You got to think. If you got to 13-5, I think that'd be a heck of a conference season record, and I think that'd position yourself well in that GPAC tournament and allow your some real confidence as you head into the postseason.
Absolutely,
Derek. Should we take a quick break here on the Doug and Daddy Show? What do you want to do?
Yeah, we should take a quick break, but first, you know, you coming down the stretch in basketball season, you could have some injuries, sports injuries.
Perhaps.
Maybe some impingement. If that's the case, you can go see Dr. John Klingensmith in Kearney. Chiropractors, they treat a wide variety of complaints from sports injuries to headaches, neck pain, thoracic pain, lower back pain, sciatica, disc problems, whiplash, fibromyalgia, just to name a few. You probably know men and women in their 70s or 80s who look, feel, act younger than they look. They feel great. That's how we all want to be. As active and as vital as we can be into our 30s and 40s, 50s, 60s. Research has shown that chiropractic treatment and guidance in nutrition, lifestyles all help reduce your vulnerability to damaging and debilitating aspects of growing old, as well as if you got old sports injuries, anything like that. Dr. John Klingensmith, he can help you out. Go see Dr. John Klingensmith today. Easy to find, right up by the hospital there. Can't miss him, and right in Kearney. Go see Dr. John. He'll help you out with anything you got.
11 West 31st Street. I like how Derek's pointing like towards the hospital.
See, I'm cueing you.
308-234-4940. Dr. John Klingensmith. Get up there and see Dr. John today. Maybe you've suffered for a long time. No need to suffer any longer. Go see Dr. John. 234-4940. Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show with a chance to do a pizza eating contest.
Oh, yeah. We need the ice. Yeah, we have to get somebody.
We're going to get somebody today registered. If you would like a family four-pack of tickets is all included.
No chumps allowed.
No chumps allowed. You got to provide, put forth an effort.
Yeah, this is you got to be ready for this. You got to get your stomach stretched out. You got to be ready for this.
And let's be honest, it's between the first and second intermission, so it's not like you're going to have to eat pizza.
First and second period. First
intermission, yes, between the first and second period. It's not like you're going to sit there for 45 minutes and eat pizza. The time, because they've got to get to the Zamboni, they've got to clean the ice, they've got to shave the ice down, they've got to take the little scoops out. There's a lot going on, so it's not like you're going to be asked to eat like six large pizzas out there, people.
But maybe somebody wants to try to eat six large pizzas.
Perhaps, but they might have to do it in about 3.5 minutes.
True.
So it's going to be probably more speed and agility deal than it is, boy, who can sit there and eat for extended periods of time.
Yeah. And we're going to be qualifying three people over the phone over the next couple of days during the Doug and Daddy Show and at the email. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We want to hear why you can eat a bunch of pizza, eat more pizza than your competitors at Friday night's Storm hockey game. So we'll have that coming up for you also.
All right, back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
What are you listening to?
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't put up with you people because you're bastard people.
These guys really suck.
Awful. So bad.
Anyway, our heroes will be right back.
As now is a good time to check your supply of batteries. At Hardware Hank, we feature ever-ready alkaline batteries because they are dependable and come in every size you need for all the electronic gadgets you have, like clocks, remotes, games, and of course, flashlights. Your local Hardware Hank has economy packs of every size of ever-ready battery you need at Hank's everyday low price.
At Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, we are expanding, but because of all the construction, we're suffering some growing pains. We need to clear some space. We are seriously out of room, and even more vehicles are on the way. We have a huge selection, so the boss told the sales team to make some space immediately. Yes, we'll soon have a bigger and better service department and a large show area to the southeast, but right now we're just out of room. Stop on by Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and step around the mess if you have to. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
It begins with a dream worthy of expert attention and the eye of a craftsman, the dream of a custom vehicle that says, this is what I really want to drive.
They head for the line. Who's it going to be?
For a decade, custom dreams like yours have come true at Finish Line Auto Body. Custom body work and paint schemes for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. With free estimates, all you need to do is take a little while to dream and then see Finish Line Auto Body. Finish Line Auto Body, Railroaded Avenue, D. Kearney, where they do it right from the start to the finish line.
This is Josh Berge, number 19 of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations 14, 16, and 1550 AM.
You're the kind of fan who thinks a big play deserves another hot wing. And a long score is saluted with a supreme slice of pizza. And an unbelievable run is capped off with another bit of equally unbelievable murder.
95 yards for a touchdown!
You're not just a fan, you're a fanatic and worthy of Fanatic Sports Bar. Fanatic Sports Bar is the one that finally gets it right. No smoking to mess up the taste of the great food and cold beer. Try the sports bar that finally gets it right. Fanatics, on the bricks, downtown.
Ball game right there!
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies across the area through the day today, with a slight chance of some flurries or snow showers developing. Temperatures climb into the mid-20s through the midday hours, and we'll see steady and falling temperatures this afternoon. Winds out of the north increase to 10 to 20. I'm weather I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 23.
Hour back, Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio. Doug's gone, and this is the kind of music I get. I'm needing some umbrella. Later in the show.
Yeah, all right, I'll pull it up for you.
Doug gets so angry when we play that, but I think it's funny. So, a lot of talk over the last couple of days, of course, about Sean Watson, Keith Mann Media Relations, man in Lincoln release the following statement yesterday afternoon on Tuesday. I'm excited about continuing in my role as the offensive coordinator at Nebraska. I deeply appreciate the opportunity that Coach Pelini and Coach Osborne have given me. My family and I enjoy being at Nebraska. This is a great place to do what I love, and that is coaching football. Right now, my focus is on helping finish up a strong recruiting class and looking ahead towards spring football. We have a great group of kids in our program. I look forward to coaching the offense we have coming back for next season. So that released from Sean Watson by Keith Mann at Media Relations yesterday. Never was offered the job. Had an opportunity to fly to Alabama yesterday. Turned that down. And that was wonderful, wonderful news, I think, all in Nebraska.
I think all the speculation got blown out of proportion. It got blown up to where fans were starting to say, oh, we don't, you know, if he wants to go to Bama, let him go and this kind of stuff. He never had an interview. Never a formal request for an interview, anything like that. And the news first broke, what, Sunday night? And yes. Here we are Wednesday morning with already a release saying he's not interested, he's staying at Nebraska looking to move on. So I don't think he was ever even considering it.
Well, you know, Jeff the Framer sent us an email that said, apologies are in order is the subject line. It says, okay, all you jump the gun Husker fans. Coach Watson has turned down Alabama and is going to stay loyal to the Huskers. As I listened to the emails and talk hammering on Coach Watson yesterday for leaving, I wondered to myself, what the heck is this all about? As far as I knew, he never said he would take the job, nor was he ever reported he took the job. He never even interviewed. Thanks to a piss-poor job of following up and or verifying sources by some reporter in the South, a bunch of fans take it as gospel and crucify the guy. Well, fans, he is staying with the Huskers despite the opportunity to increase his income substantially and despite the fact that he was getting smashed by the fans for leaving when he never said he was. I'm not sure I would blame him one bit if he did leave. I think some apologies are in order, and I hope the fans will rally around Coach Watson and show him a little love now so we don't lose him. The past is past. Coach Callahan is long gone, and Coach Watson is now part of the new Husker Pelini coaching staff. Family, in parentheses, as everyone wants to call it. How about we treat them all that way and quit beating a dead horse?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Thanks for the email. You know what, I was probably one of those people that was probably on the opposite side. I just could not believe he would even consider that after being retained. You know, you thought about all the things that came out of the Callahan and Peterson regime, and you thought, boy, nobody's going to be kept. Well, Pelini, I don't think, knew this guy really before entering the fray, comes in and says, hey, we're going to keep a couple of you offensive guys around, and we like what you're doing, and we appreciate what you're doing, and come on, and let's get on this ship together. And I just thought, boy, if you're going to leave that ship, if you're going to jump off after 1 month of being together in this deal, or, you know, not even a month, I mean, we're not even 10 days really removed, 2 weeks removed from the national title game.
But he's got to love his situation. He's got to love this. He was one of two assistants that were retained from Bill Callahan's staff. The offense was 11th in the country in total offense last year. He's got to love the fact that Bo Pelini's going to come in, a defensive-minded coach. He wants to fix the defense. This is a perfect situation for a guy like Sean Watson. Why would you want to leave that? I mean,
well, and the big time's going to be calling him. Yeah. There's already NFL people out there.
That would be an upgrade, obviously.
Well, and you know what? You've got to think $400,000 compared to $225,000. Obviously, I've never made close to that money. Derek, you've never made close to that money.
No.
But, you know, $225,000 to, you know, to almost double. You know, and people said, well, look to be a $75,000 raise to $300,000. Well, most of the people in the deals I read, it was maybe in upwards of $400,000, which would substantially perhaps change your lifestyle and give your family some comfort. Obviously, kids in college and whatnot, take care of them, provide a little bit of a nest egg for them and for their children, you know, if things continue to go your way. I did not realize he's 48 years old, Coach Watson. So, you know, if you're looking to move on and stuff, obviously the opportunity will be presented to him many more times, I'm sure, in the next couple, 3 years. Just find it interesting. Yeah, a lot was made about that. Did not mean to jump on Coach Watson. I was basically, you know, I guess I couldn't have been really a whole lot more happy with what our offense did this year. It's just the defense. Didn't when everything was going down, didn't Coach Callahan, I thought about this yesterday, didn't Coach Callahan say that these were great football coaches, meaning the defensive coaches, and that they would there were people after them and could hire them away?
Wow.
Nobody's come after Cosgrove yet. Or El Mission.
No.
And I don't expect that anytime soon.
No.
So
That is one thing that I do miss about Callahan Daddy, was the just endless just spew that would just come out of his mouth. It was good stuff. Gave us some good sound bites, that's for sure.
I've done an excellent job in all aspects.
I don't know about that.
You know, other news at the university, a little bit of good news for this volleyball team. Now, it's yet to be determined when Jessica Yans will be eligible to play for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. But this is a setter that barely 1 month ago, her team, Penn State, won the national championship. On Tuesday, she enrolled at Nebraska. Now, she's a sophomore from Bolingbrook, Illinois, who competed. There's a big, it's a big conglomerate volleyball deal. It's a Chicago Performance Academy deal. It's where she played at in the summers and whatnot. But looks, let's see, what's this place? Chicago Area Sports Performance Volleyball Club.
Ah.
She was a state's player of the year in high school, a Fab 50 selection by her volleyball magazine in 2006. She contributed 22 assists in a 3-game sweep by the Huskers when they played at the Quest Center. So, interestingly enough, she has left Penn State and now enters the fray at Nebraska. And I think she played, you know, basically sparingly this year behind a sophomore classmate, Alicia Glass, seeing action in 17 matches as a freshman and 18 this season. So, looks to have a couple years of eligibility left. Now, I don't know with classes going on. Obviously, it'll be interesting to see how.
She'd have to sit out this year, obviously.
Well, they don't know that because they're thinking they can get her. I think the judges are trying to get her so she can play this fall.
Wow.
And you've already got the girl from Utah that has got to clear the academic clearance problems. Mm-hmm. Academics in volleyball are a crazy aspect, and I'm sure somebody down there, that's their lone job to make sure they focus on it, because usually you don't have that big problem with female athletes as you do, obviously, with the football players for some reason.
Come on, Daddy, you can relate.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
You can expand on that a little bit, maybe.
Sometimes girls are just smarter, smarter than we are.
Or the guys are just thinking about the girls too much and not.
Well, I'm thinking about lunch. I'm thinking about lunch. That's what I'm thinking about.
I'm hungry, too.
Great food, drink specials every night, catch all your favorite sports on TV.
I want a drunken Italian. That's what I want.
Not a bad seat in the house. Chicken Coop is where it's at. Folks, check out their ribs today. Check out their chicken tender hoagie, one of my personal favorites. Get a little honey mustard with that.
Ooh.
Cannot beat it.
Nice.
Sit up in the bar area or move to where your family's all comfortable in the big dining room. Doesn't matter. Kearney and Grand Island, the Chicken Coop. It's where it's at. Try their pizza out like the drunk Italian.
Yeah,
you're talking
that's what
about.
I'm talking about.
Loaded with Italian sausage, onion, mushrooms, red peppers marinated in amber ale, topped with heapings of blended cheeses. Or the pepper, jackaroni, pepper jack cheese piled high with pepperonis and red bell peppers. Can't decide? The Supreme is loaded with all your favorites. The Chicken Coop is where it's at. Conveniently located in Kearney and Grand Island. Check out one of their many wing flavors. Going on, or try the chicken feeder appetizer. Combination of 6 wings, buffalo chips, onion rings, and cheese sticks. All at the Chicken Coop today. Drink specials every night. A great happy hour. Get on down to Chicken Coop today.
You look like you could dominate some chicken wings, Daddy.
I do dominate those Jack Daniel's chicken wings, along with some honey Dijon. Those are kind of my two personal favorites, but nonetheless,
nice.
I do enjoy the Chicken Coop and their wings and chicken tender hoagies. Check them out today for lunch. Derek, when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, I think it'll be a good opportunity to catch up with Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson. Back after this with more on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Favorite pizza is great, like an All-American linebacker first-round pick. But douse it with Tabasco Original Red, and you've got a 10-time All-Pro 400-pound Hall of Famer whose daddy didn't love him. He's got a 75-inch chest and 40-inch quads, benches 750, squats 1,000, runs the 40 and 4 flat, has a 38-inch vert, 6 missing teeth, holds the record for getting kicked out of the game, cracks helmets in practice, and delivers concussions like a 200-car freight train with 8 engines hitting a soda can. So add Tabasco Original Red to your favorite pizza on game day, and bring the heat.
Vizio's award-winning TVs provide customers the greatest value for their dollar. Each season, certain athletes perform far above their salaries, providing the greatest value for their teams. The folks at Vizio share this commitment to performing beyond expectations. And because of that, they've created the Vizio Top Value Performer Award. This year's candidates, Derek Anderson, David Garrard, Devin Hester, Brandon Jacobs, Greg Jennings, Brandon Marshall. Log on to Vizio.com now to vote and be automatically entered to win a Vizio 47-inch flat panel LCD HD TV.
Winter blues got you down?
You want to find God, I swear to God!
Do something about it. Head to Cunningham's Journal. Let them warm you up with a happy hour special like Buck 50 Wells and Domestic Longnecks. Maybe even a 225 big-ass beer would do the trick. And now, happy hour's even happier. With extended hours till 8 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Join Cunningham's Tuesday and Thursday nights for beer and burgers till 8 for $3.50. That's right, burger and long neck for $3.50. That's all this winter at Cunningham's Journal. Happy hour 4 to 8 Monday through Saturday. We'll see you soon.
When your kids need you, will you be there? Not just today or this weekend, but years from now. In other words, are you fit enough to live to see some of the exciting moments yet to come? Is a few dollars a month now worth the priceless times ahead to see graduations, weddings, and grandkids? Stop by the Kearney Family YMCA during the Pay the Day membership campaign, because through January, the price you pay for the building fee is the date. So it's never more than $31 all month. And the sooner the better. No cumbersome contracts, and your membership can be paid in easy monthly installments. Hurry, the sooner you join, the more you save.
If you or someone you know is looking for a part-time position, stop by Grandpa's Steakhouse to find out about immediate opportunities, including waitstaff, host and hostess, as well as bartenders. Due to seasonal changes as students begin to depart, several openings are available. To apply in person, stop by Grandpa's Steakhouse southeast of the I-80 interchange in Kearney after 5 p.m. for complete details on positions and compensation available. Grandpa's Steakhouse, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies across the area through the day today, with a slight chance of some flurries or snow showers developing. Temperatures climb into the mid-20s through the midday hours, and we'll see steady and falling temperatures this afternoon. Winds out of the north increase to 10 to 20. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 23.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio, 1460 here in Kearney and 1550, our friends in Hastings. We are pleased right now to be joined by the head baseball coach at the University of Nebraska, Mike Anderson, coming off a 32-27 record last year. They ended that season in the NCAA regional with a loss to Arizona State, but nonetheless hoping for big things again, although having to do it with maybe some newcomers are going to have to get right in the lineup. Coach, thanks so much for the time this morning, and welcome once again to the Doug and Daddy Show.
You got to be on a Doug and Daddy Show once in your life, don't you? Or more than once. Doug and Daddy, that's pretty awesome.
Well, we appreciate the time, that is for certain. And Coach, I guess I want to start right out, because here in Central Nebraska, there are two Central Nebraska kids that I think will have to make an impact if this team is going to go. One is Johnny Dorn, and the other one is a young man out of Aurora, and Joe Brockmeyer.
You bet. Johnny Dorn has an opportunity this next year, a young man from Grand Island, obviously, and has a chance this year to become one of the all-time winningest pitchers in Nebraska baseball history. And I'll tell you this, that's from the winning side of things, and what he's done performance-wise. What he's done in terms of leadership and character and all those things has just been outstanding, and you can't say enough about him. And just, again, that's the type of GI kid that we get, that it's just a hard-nosed type of kid. We just love it. And Joe Brockmeyer's a young man from Aurora that we still have a lot of high hopes for. And you know, he's had some arm injuries, and that's the problem. He came in, and you know, we haven't had him in a competitive situation yet because he had these arm injuries, and he's back on the rehab. We're hoping by the end of this spring there's a possibility, but You know, to get him into this season, if it works, is great. If it doesn't, you know, he still has a long-standing career that we've got to try to protect that way. So both those young men, though, the Central Nebraska, I promise you'd be proud of what they've done in terms of their character.
Coach, talk a little bit about bringing Eric Newman on the staff. Came out of the Dallas area, has some recruiting ties down there, and has a general knowledge of baseball is just a foregone conclusion, and done some great things with programs in Texas.
You bet. He's been a great asset for our program. At the end of last year, I made a strong commitment to this program, the kids in this program, that, you know, we need leadership from the head coaches and assistant coaches that would display character and display those types of things that we're asking for. And I made some changes, and Eric was a great choice for that. Has come in and obviously is a part of this community right away. From the pitching side of things, our kids just absolutely love him. He's hard-nosed, he gets after it, he's very aggressive, and he's been a great asset to our program so far.
Coach, one of the luxuries you've had in the past is having pitchers coming back and kind of establish that rotation, and many people knew who that rotation was when you entered spring baseball. This is one of those years after Johnny Dorn. I think it's kind of up in the air. Your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. It is up in the air, and that's a great question and good knowledge of our program. We lost 11 kids to the professional draft this past year. That's good news in the terms that, you know, our kids are advancing and moving on from college baseball, and we're doing a good job of developing. But it came at a time where, you know, with two or three of those guys would have helped us coming back. We lost two guys a week prior to school starting, and they signed a professional contract. So, it leaves some voids for us. But, I think our development of young men, we're going to be young on the mound, and I believe this. I think we're going to be a better second-half team, I hope, than we are the first half team. And that first half, we might have some growing pains and some things. But Thad Weber, Dan Jennings, those are guys that have had some experience that we hope can establish themselves in starting roles. And then we have some freshmen that are going to have to step up for us from the pitching side of things for us to have a successful year.
Head baseball coach of the University of Nebraska, Mike Anderson, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you look at the players you return with a Jake Mord, an Opitz, DJ Belfonte, a Beta. Some of those kids coming back, maybe from a talent perspective, maybe there's other kids that can come in and take their place, but you need them all for the leadership aspect of things, do you not?
Absolutely. You know, and amazingly, in college baseball, the more experience you get, the better you get, too. And those kids have got a year or two or three under their belt. And, each of them adds something tremendous to our program from a defensive side, from an offensive side. And I think we're going to be a better team offensively this year. We've added some kids in the break, and Tyler Farst and Cody Neer. Those are two names I think people will begin to recognize. You put some lineups together and you create some roles for some kids. I think we have a chance. Jake Opitz has put some swings on balls that I've never seen him do. It's so far what I've seen offensively. You know, he's positioning himself to have a very good year offensively. And, it's a matter of putting nine guys out there that create a role for themselves rather than saying, hey, I'm gonna go out and do it myself. That's where we're going to have our success is when, we have those kids doing that.
Coach, you bring up Cody Neer. I find it very, very interesting. Here's a kid that led the state of Florida with a .528 batting average, 42 RBIs and 8 homers. Now, if you lead the state of Florida, there's got to be an awful lot of people coming after you, and for him to end up in Nebraska, basically a miracle situation.
It was. You know, it was kind of a unique situation. He attended Florida the first 2 years and was well on his way. He started 37 games as a catcher last year for him. And they had a coaching change down there, and that coaching change, he just said within the first few weeks that he knew that they were going to probably go a different direction with things. He's not bitter. He's great. He's very open-minded. And we had recruited him earlier in his career out of high school, and, it went well. And I think he remembered that. And when we knew that he was available, we contacted him again, and sure enough, good things happened. And Cody's experiencing some things he never has, like snow, those types of things. So it just was one of those things that I believe that through the recruiting process the first time that, you know, he recognized some good things, and we got him up here. So hopefully he is a big asset for our program.
Coach, a pitcher that's came from Arizona State is Joe Hadasaki. He's coming off of Tommy John surgery. What is his state as we head into the spring season?
he's healthy, ready to go, and we believe that he's at a stage after his injury and after everything else that he's just now starting to come over that and get over the hump of his surgery and everything. So here's a young man that was highly touted as a high school kid, had those injuries, and hasn't had much success yet, but hasn't had much opportunity because of the injuries. So we think he's in a position to excel, and be honest with you, if we put him in the role that he can, in the beginning, I'm not sure he's going to be a starter, but by the end of the year, he may be somebody that produces for us in a starting role.
Coach, you guys get on the road right away, the first day in which Division I can compete this year. First time for that, and something you've got to comment on probably, is the 22nd of February versus the Stanford Cardinals, a place that when Nebraska baseball really got going, you guys lost a heartbreaker and really set the stage for a lot of great things that happened with Nebraska baseball.
It did. It's going to be nice to go back there. If I can say this, it was probably the most difficult but most rewarding loss that we'd ever had in this program, meaning that loss really did jumpstart us to some new and better things. And I'll tell you this, we're not going to back down from scheduling. Last year, we had the fifth toughest schedule in the country, and to do that in Lincoln, Nebraska is difficult to do. Bringing teams in and traveling and doing those types of things, we're going to have to travel to have a schedule like that. But in the long run, it does benefit us. And again, starting at Stanford and then continuing, a difficult path, we had a few more losses on our schedule than we had in the past. And I know it's difficult for fans to watch at times, but at the same time, we think that upgrading that schedule and developing that challenge for our kids over the course of time, a year or two or three, we'll start to overcome that difficult schedule. We'll adapt to it. We'll get better with it. And hopefully over the course of time that gets us stronger and deeper into the postseason.
Mike Anderson, baseball coach at the University of Nebraska, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, the NCAA also mandated February 1st can be the first day in which you can practice. Talk a little bit about that and what it limits you to do, as it used to be pretty much all systems go once the kids got in school in January, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, it does. And, some two things, the February start date in terms of practice and February 22nd, all teams are starting their games at the same time. What it does for the practice time is it gives us, in January, we only get 2 hours per week, so we have to utilize our time and do small groups, some skill instruction. It's a great teaching time. Then we start full practices February 1st, and then just like everybody else across the country. But the unique one is this, the February 22nd time, all teams start their games at the exact same time. In the past, we'd gone to Texas and California and played different teams that had had 10 to 14 games under their belt, and then, we're starting our first games. This really should help even the playing field with some of the northern schools, and, hopefully it benefits us in the long run, too.
Well, Coach, before we let you go, I got to get a comment from you. You're facing USC Riverside in the first home action of the season on the 29th of February, hopefully weather permitting.
Hopefully, weather permitting. My comment is on that. The GI people, the Kearney people, Lexington out there, you name it. If it snows, we need your snow shovels in here, and we need your help clearing that field because we're going to be playing against UC Riverside. We got to get those California boys out here, and let's have them freeze their tails off and play Nebraska-style baseball. So we'll need some help with everything.
Coach, you've got an opportunity to come to Grand Island this Saturday, Home Federal Savings and Loan, 9 to 11 in the morning, 3311 West Dolly Park Road. What can people expect there?
Well, we're going to bring our pitching staff out. We're going to kind of give you an outlook for the 2008 season. Bring your kids. We'll sign autographs. We'll basically, it's just our chance to go out and meet and greet the people. And at times, we've done it in Omaha and a few other places. We kind of feel like we're Obama and Mitt Romney and Giuliani. We're kind of on a political campaign, but it's just a fun time. Our kids enjoy being with young people, signing autographs, doing those things, and enjoying ourselves. So if you get a chance, please come over. You get a chance to meet these kids one-on-one and really get to understand who they are and what they're about.
Coach, really appreciate the time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck as you get this season underway. And watch those young kids. I think you got some exceptional talent on the way, especially the kids that have transferred in.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate your time, guys.
Yeah, Mike Anderson, head coach of the University of Nebraska baseball program. be real, real interesting. A lot of people picking the Huskers towards the bottom of the Big 12 somewhere they have not been for an awful long time. Got some great, great talented kids. Now, if you look at who's returning for them, T-Zacks and the Coristons, a lot of people think DJ Belfonte is really the only one that you would say would play a lot. You know, he was very high on Jake Opitz, saying, boy, he saw his swing really improve and hit balls harder and further than he saw him hit. A little bit more pop to that. Be real interesting to see. Derek, we need to get our last break in. As we go to break, though, I think we want to get registered. 7:05 actually is go time for the Tri-City Storm, Friday night versus Sioux Falls. Here's what's going to happen. At the first intermission, Godfathers, along with us on ESPN Radio Night, will be sponsoring an eating contest during the intermission. They're going to divide the arena into lettered sections. The six contestants in the pizza eating contest will draw a letter and compete for that section. They will all win a travel ESPN coffee mug in those sections. The mugs will be stuffed with coupons from area businesses. A great opportunity to get out and see the Tri-City Storm and the Sioux Falls Musketeers. Is the Musketeers their mascot?
No, it's the Sioux Falls Stampede, buddy.
Who's the Musketeers? 1-888-455-3776. 1-888-455-3776. Call now if you're interested. You will get a family four-pack of tickets. Great to get the family out, go see the Storm, cheer them on, get their season a little bit turned around, and they got a win the other night. 7:05 go time Friday night. Call now for your opportunity to get on the ice during the first intermission for the Doug and Daddy Godfathers Eating Competition. Back after this with more. Wrap things up.
Hi, I'm Matt Hanley, head wrestling coach of the Gaina Tiger High School in Maine, and you're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show, and they're wicked good.
Hockey, along with the Spaghetti Shop and Taco John's, present Back to the 70s Night on Friday, January 25th, when the Sioux Falls Stampede comes to the First Tier Event Center. Come dressed in your favorite 70s duds. Purchase your tickets by calling 308-338-8011 or online at stormhockey.com. Storm vs. Stampede. Storm Hockey, presented by Vieira Wireless.
Storm Hockey.
Storm Hockey.
It's your team.
So you want the Department of Labor to make the weekend officially start on Thursday?
Well, Buffalo Wild Wings has Boneless Thursdays where you get specially priced boneless wings. It pretty much already feels like the weekend, so why not?
But what about Friday, sir?
Friday's gone.
So would Saturday still be on Saturday?
No, Saturday would be the old Friday, which is now Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Now how do I get this weekend start on Thursday thing going?
Well, the guy you need to talk to is out till next Thursday, which would be Friday, so call back the following Tuesday, which is actually Monday.
Well said.
Weekend start on Thursdays at Buffalo Wild Wings. You have to be here. Price and participation vary by location.
There are certain things in life people just don't want to do, like meeting a girlfriend's overprotective father, helping someone move, or eating week-old sushi. Well, now you can take shopping for car insurance off that list. No more searching for the best rates. Just make your first stop progressive.com, and you'll get all the information you need to make the right decision.
Go to progressive.com to get our rates, and in most cases, other leading companies. It's the fastest way to save hundreds.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is number 26, Ryan Potomo of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies across the area through the day today, with a slight chance of some flurries or snow showers developing. Temperatures climb into the mid-20s through the midday hours, and we'll see steady and falling temperatures this afternoon. Winds out of the north increase to 10 to 20. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 23.
Derek, the big boys coming back to the golf scene, Buick Invitational. Tiger Woods, I believe Phil's back in now. Didn't think he was going to make it, but some great golf going on this weekend. Great opportunity to maybe get you in the mood to head out to Prairie Hills and check out that golf simulator.
Absolutely, and Prairie Hills, not only do they have that beautiful golf simulator up there, this is 10 miles, about 9 or 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10, Prairie Hills Golf Course. They have a golf simulator out there in the clubhouse. Beautiful, it tracks your ball speed, everything like that, so you get an accurate representation of your golf game right there. It's been very popular, and not only that, Daddy, but they're expecting to be one of the best courses in central Nebraska this year. They have a new attitude about treating their golfers right up at Prairie Hills. 2008 memberships are as affordable as $290 for a single five-day-a-week membership. They have memberships all the way up to full family, seven-day memberships with carts included. They even have punch cards for you. It's a golf course owned and operated by golfers who knows what it takes to maintain the course and keep their members happy. Head out there today, Prairie Hills Golf Course, about 9 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Check them out.
Perfect opportunity to get out and check out that golf simulator. We're hearing great, great things about it. We want to congratulate. We got a contestant, actually, for the Doug and Daddy Pizza Eating Competition.
Yeah, we do. Pat Clark from Clay Center, our first official contestant for the Doug and Daddy Show Pizza Eating Contest. And you know what he said? He said, hey, I got a big belly. He said, I'm ready to rock and roll. So he's excited, and he's got a family four-pack to the Tri-City Storm game coming up on Friday as well. We'll be qualifying two more contestants here tomorrow and on Friday. Also, one via the email. So three more total, two over the next 2 days on the show and one via the email. Send us an email telling us why you want to compete in the Doug and Daddy Pizza Eating Contest, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Derek, we've got to get out of here. I want to congratulate the UNK men and women coming off big wins at Shadron, 85-77 for the men. Whole bunch of people in double six people in double figures for the men, doing a little bit differently instead of Drake Veronica and Jeff Martin having to do so much. And then the women, a 90-58 bashing over the Eagles of Shadron State. Congratulations, both of those teams. I teased you a little bit early. UNK with a big football commitment early on here. They received an oral commitment from Kearney Hub's Defensive Player of the Year out of Axtell, Justin Swedberg. So congratulations, Coach Morris and his staff, doing a fine job pulling an area young man with a lot of talent. Look forward to following Justin. He may be one of those players I put in my list of being one of my favorite players to watch and follow throughout his career, as Tyler McNitt has done. And we want to thank Mike Anderson, head baseball coach at the University of Nebraska, for joining us, along with Lance Creech, Hastings Broncos basketball coach. We don't know if Doug will be back tomorrow. He's out with illness, but we'll be sure to have several guests for you on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!